Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seed-Royal. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Alleluia, Yahuwah.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed-Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
La Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast, Yahuwah's Radio, second day of a feast called Purim is now on air. This is the beginning of the second day of Purim. Second day. Had a great turnout last night and ate them up, drank them up. But that was just part one. Remember, the feast day is 2 days. 2 days. And guess what? We enjoyed last night and we're ready to take care of them in grand style too. So Yahuwah be with you all. And this is the second day of Purim. And remember one thing. He made it plain. What did he say again in Numbers, Young Lion? First of all, Young Lion, Yahuwah bless you, that's it, right?
Yahuwah bless you there. Seer Israel.
Uh-huh.
Of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. My Young Lion, Hallelujah, boy. You're on your line. I just said something. I'll be slipping my mind. But I'll tell you what. Whatever I did say, don't worry about it. Just give me some loot. Chapter 12, verse 12, to see what's going on.
I'm reading the book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "But the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. In that very same hour will teach you what you ought to say. So understand one thing. I mean, we come at this thing humble as possible because Yahuwah has gave us a charge to enlighten those that got ear to hear. But he made it plain in the book of Numbers chapter 9, verse 13 and 14, pertaining to the feast. He made these feast days to be known plainly in Numbers chapter 9, verse number 13 and 14. Let's see what he told Moses pertaining to his feast days.
The book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 and verse 14. Numbers chapter 9, verse 13. "But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the feast, even that same person should be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahuwah in this appointed season. That man should bear his sin." Verse 14. "If a stranger sojourning among you and will keep the feast unto Yahuwah, according to the ordinance of the feast of Purim, in accordance to the matter thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
So one way, and Numbers chapter 15, 16 and 29. See, we got to understand one thing. Yahweh ordained a people to tell his story. And his story is what he told the children of Israel, the Israelites, about concerning his feast. Before you get on that, let's bring our elder in and tell you all about the broadcast and the second day of Purim. And, well, my elder was in the room. Now, that's what, okay, go and give me that. He'll be back in the room shortly. So now, see, we got to understand something. Our job is to just get us all the Matthews 25 to 21 so we can get our hands on, and 5 verse 20 of James. See, if you help a sinner and you direct him to the right direction, it hides a multitude of your sins. And I got many. So anytime I can help somebody, let them know they want to do right or what this man's saying, and if they just give a half an ear to it, I get the blessing on my shortcoming. And that's the way I see things. I want the blessing on my shortcoming. We're going to bring our elder in, and he's going to tell you all about the broadcast, our elder, Mr. Tibbs, and we'll bring him in on the second day of Purim. Remember, these 2 days, eat them up, drink them up, but you got to understand the purpose of coming and doing these feast days, the purpose of it. So we're going to bring our elder in, Mr. Tibbs, and we'll say it with a loud voice, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be there, see you.
And Yahweh bless you, see you, see you, see you, I will do, Yahweh.
Hello, Yahweh, Elder, well, that, them question marks you put on that thing, that's Sister Ruth Israel in the room with there, Sister Ruth Israel. So that question mark, I see you dropped on her. So that's Sister Ruth Israel there. Mr. Tibbs, so take your time and let everybody know about the second day of Purim and put a name to Sister Ruth Israel there on them question marks you got, and we'll take it from there. Hallelujah. So yeah, take your time on the international side. It's packed to the rim, over 190,000 prepared to get in the room and hear some dust ass Yahweh on the second day of the feast. So take your time, Elder, to do your part. You're on the clock. Come on.
So once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And that's among a cast of over 100,000 listeners. That's quite a few people that came to hear the words of Yahweh, and that's a good thing. Because I always say the more people that hear the word of Yahweh, the more we can get the righteous blessings out there that we need. Because we do need that in during these times. We do need to get those blessings out there so that people can receive the word of Yahweh as it truly is. This is the second day of Purim for all that's listening. Now, everyone that is listening, what is Purim? What does it mean? Oh, we know it's a feast day. That's true. And we probably have a few people that has a little bit of wisdom out there. Second day of Purim is one of the feast days. If you look up Esther chapter 9 and read verses 20 to 32, you will get a good understanding. You should take notes. You should get understanding what Purim is. It wasn't about eating a piece of bread or anything like that, but you read it and you will get a righteous understanding, just like the elder. Because we came to hear a lot of things on this program that most of us here listening can understand. But some trying to understand the words that we do, they never get it. But our ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have many people that come to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Some looking can never find. These are called the misinformed. They've been taught by these bad Baptist preachers or going to other camps. And they can't do none of the things we do. This is why the words of the Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because that key word for learning is righteous. Because if you're not right, Yahweh is not going to give you his word. Everything that you know, he's going to mix it all up for you. Because we have to be aware that knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. They're giving us knowledge to know. We have many out there that came to camouflage or their evil or confused teachers and put them on you, even using overly loud bump the drums contest with a method of righteous learning and trying to turn the Bible scriptures around as verbal weapons of us that's not that really know. But if we're not strong in Yahweh's word, they'll turn the word around and make it like something else. You have to remember, the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come so we can show them which way to go. And that's always a good thing. Because you have to remember, it's the non-righteous job to lead you astray. They're doing their work. Just like a man I spoke of before that tried to lead the elder astray using his lost and confused understanding. But we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and loud bump the drums for righteous learning. On the second day of Purim, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahweh's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days as we're doing now. We do this because you have not missed the information that you came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But on a high day or a feast day, which we call maybe one of the days that we call a high day, we're open from 7:30 to 10:30. Now the Sabbath day, the top part of that is Friday. It starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath day is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. If you use this on any search engine, any one of your smart devices, enter tribeyahdah.com. That's tribeyahdah.com. When you do that, once again, look for tribeyahdah.com/Israelites. This way you'll see the things that I'm explaining that you're looking for. That's tribeyahdah.com/Israelites. And after clicking it, just under a big lion, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step number one, click donate with PayPal. The next step, which is step two, click send. Enter the amount with a message, the space there provided if you like. And if that's done, may Yahweh bless you. But also by doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Each and every broadcast, you always hear me remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned once again in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you thus says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed. A banquet hall for the gathering of our members. A radio station where we can be heard worldwide, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Home of Yahweh. Now also while there, don't forget to check our calendar, which will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year, like the day of Purim that we are now. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. To get there this time, you want to enter three words in that search bar, Yahweh Radio Live. When you do this, after clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahdah, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into a live online broadcasts. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahqua Online. The first is a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international phone number, where you can call or leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahqua's ministry. Now, also in saying that, do not call this number trying to cheat the mind. You want to hear a discouraging click followed by a dial tone. By calling the same number, you can order what our normal numbers know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen. But even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. And that's even besides getting our program set up before broadcast time. That's even an awful lot to explain. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if that question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if it happened to miss the beginning of our today's program, you can catch the entire recorded show after 10:30 p.m. To do this, just enter three words on your search line, Yahqua Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites. At that point, you can choose the program that you were late logging into, or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during our normal BlogTalk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on TalTalk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, or your computer, even nowadays your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the TalTalk app. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Our room will hold three or more listening participants, for Yahqua's word will also be working for your Bible education. Combined there to answer the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Pilgrim Institute of Israel, along with Seer Israel writing their shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions after at a clip. And you'll find the BlogTalk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on TalTalk. Yahqua be with you all. Now, one note, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahqua will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahqua and not that of confusion. So we have to be careful, speaking numbers, not to make worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible, but to remember to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible. So we know, as it tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 7, heaven says, there's a time to lend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak. And we're going to pass our program over to our seer Israel, because our time for speaking the word of Yahqua is now. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
And forbid beast to beast, even that same person should be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of Yahqua in its appointed season. That man should bear his sin. Verse 14, and if a stranger sojourning among you and will keep the feast unto Yahqua according to the ordinance of the feast and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
Let me get a precept on that. I need a precept on that. You say you won't bag your sin, huh? I need a precept on that around about in Proverbs, like around about 9:36. Let me get a precept on that one. That's a big verse you said right there. Let me get a precept on that one, you know what I mean? Say you're gonna bat out sin, that sin. So what is he trying to tell us? And wise man of the world answered that in 9:36 of the book of Proverbs. What did it say in 9:36? You're gonna bow sin. Proverbs 9:36, young lion. Brother Titus, come on.
Is that a book of Proverbs chapter 9? It only goes up to verse
8:36.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me,
yeah,
wrongeth his own soul.
He said, he that sinneth against me, they do what?
Wronging his own soul.
So he sinneth against Yahweh, you wronging your own soul. Go ahead and read.
All day they hate me, love death.
And when you hate me by sinning against me, you love what?
Death.
What's the price for that? Oh, Mother Z, what's the price of that you're going to pay in the last verse in Romans 6?
Yahweh.
What's the price you're going to pay for that? 23, Mother Z. So we find out one thing. If you sin against him, you really love you some death. And the price you're going to pay in in Romans 6:23 there, Mother Z, what price you're going to pay when it's all said and done?
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Well, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life.
So when you sin against Yahweh, you plan with a Russian roulette death sentence.
Yahweh?
That's all that is, a Russian roulette death sentence. When you sin against this man. It's just like that game called the Musical Chairs. 12 cherubs, 13 bodies, and when the music stops, somebody is not going to have a seat. Same thing. When this word stops, if you ain't got this man right, you love death, and that's what you're going to end up with, by not keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments. That's making it plain. Somebody else, in the 9th chapter, verse 22, let's read a little bit, Elder. Esther, chapter 9, verse 22, let's read a little bit, Elder. Yeah.
Okay, what book are we in?
I'll tell you about Mr. Till. Mr. Till. Come on, Zip.
What book? Hallelujah. What book are we in, Brother Chip?
Where's all the hell at? Where is it?
You said 9:22 of what book? Okay, I couldn't quite hear. Did you say Esther?
Yes, sir. 9:22. Just pick it up verse 9:22. Let's see what's going on pertaining to this second day of Purim. What's going on there?
Okay, now I can hear you. Hallelujah. Well, now I can hear you pretty good. Esther chapter 9, verse number 22. 22
yeah,
says.
Yeah, read a little bit. See what...
Okay, reading a little bit from 22. As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the mouth which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy.
Hold on a minute. Hey, hold on just a minute. And let me get a shot in there on that bit. Read that verse 22 again. Let me get a shot for that.
Okay.
On that one. 9:22.
Reading verse 22. Esther 9:22. 22 says, as the days wherein the Jews of Yahweh rested from their enemies, and the mouth which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning unto a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts through the four.
Okay, good. Sound good. Yeah, go ahead. Give me some more.
Okay, 23. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them, because Haman, the son of Hamadiah, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pure that is low.
That is like the when we, I make sure we use it correctly. I understand that this word Jew, we not from top praying their hands, that Jew is just a good word for Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. So that word Jew don't belong there because no genealogy to it whatsoever. So we mess around it. We start popping that word Jew in, you got bringing Jewish people and everything else. And Jew is religion. So we totally broadcast to make sure we clear that you take care of that word Jew with no problem by knowing that it's just a polluted word for Judah. You know, so you can ignore the word Jew, put Jew in there, but if you're going to call Jew out, make sure you let them know it is a polluted word for Judah. Come on here.
Okay. I'll reread 24. 24 says, because Haman, the son of the Hamadite, Hamadiah, the Agagite, the enemy of the Gadad Judah, which had devised against Gadad Judah to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. 25. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters at his wicked device, which he devised against Yadav Judah, should return upon his own head, that he had his sons should be hanged on the gallows. 26. Wherefore he called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore all the words of this letter and that of which they had seen concerning this matter and which had come unto them. 27. Then the Yadav Judah obtained and took upon them, and upon the seed, and upon all such joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writings, and according to their appointed time every year. 28. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, that these days of Purim should not fall from among Gadad Judah, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. 29. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihailah, and Mordecai, the Yadav Judah, wrote with all authority to confirm the second letter of Purim. 30. Then he sent the letters unto all Yadav Judah, to the 127 providence of the kingdom of Assyrians, with the words of peace and truth. 31. To confirm these days of Purim and their times appointed according as Mordecai, Gadad Judah, and Esther, the queen, that had enjoined them as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed, the matters of fasting and their cry. 32. And a decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Okay, that's it. 32.
Okay, go on to the next chapter 10:1.
Okay, Esther chapter 10, reading verse 1. And the king Assyrius laid a tribute upon the land, and upon the isles of the sea. 2. And all the acts of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advised him, and they are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Media and Persia. 3. For Mordecai, as the Yad Vajudah, was next unto King Assyrius, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of his brother, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed.
Yes, Mellon. So we found out that Mordecai's Judah was next in the line of the king and a great among Judah. So this thing will be passed down to the seed today. So we both understand these 2 days are important because Yahweh still, he done some great things with Mordecai and Esther, mother dear of Israel. He done some great things with Mordecai and Esther. But what he did do, he done some things, mother, that we need to take a look at what he did in Job chapter 33. Verse 10 through 16. Young lion, have me Ezekiel 4, 1 through 17. Wait a moment. Now, he done some great things, mother dear of Israel. In the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 10 down to verse 16. Let's talk about that.
Job, chapter 33, verse 10.
Down to verse 16.
The 16.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 16. Verse 10 reads, behold, he findeth occasion, he counteth me for his enemy.
Mm-hmm.
11. He putteth my feet in the stock.
Yes.
He marketh all my path.
Mark all my path. Go ahead.
Verse 12. Behold, in this thou art not just.
Right.
I will answer you that Yahweh is greater than man.
See, Yahweh is greater than man. Yahweh is greater than man.
Yes.
Yahweh is greater than man. Go ahead and read.
Verse 13. Why doest thou strive against him?
So why do we strive against this man with all his power? If he's greater than man, why we just don't understand that what this man got saying, What he's saying, that's the end of it. And he ain't going to change nothing because when his father gave him the book, the father didn't alter nothing. He told the son, look at your part in there and do your part in there. And give to the angel and then get down to the seal. That's the ball game. So it ain't going to change how he operates. Go ahead and read. Listen to this.
For he giveth not account of any of his matter.
So he ain't gotta give up no account of nothing that he do. So he ain't gotta ask, well, I wonder how this goes. No, no. He read his father's book and he just applied what's in that book. See, that's the game changer right there. Just apply what's in the Bible. You ain't got to worry about who to your left, who to your right. Just apply what's in the Bible. And that's what the song is saying right now. When the Father gave me his book, what was written in that Bible, I had to apply what's in it because we know the Father wasn't going to alter anything in that Bible. But once he found out his lot, L-O-T, he just performed what he had to do. That's it. And once we understand that, once we perform what this Bible tells him to do, guess what? Yahweh's going to kick in. He's
going
to kick in big time because when you operate according to the Bible, not with personality, you in business. Go ahead and read.
Verse 14.
What?
For Yahweh spake once.
Yea,
twice.
Twice.
Yet man perceived it not.
And man don't even perceive this man when he... Oh, I got to put a precept on that one. Let me show you a parable. In the book of... What I want? I'm struggling right now, young man. I need a verse. It's the elder, I need a verse where some things that Yahweh would do. But I'm struggling right now. But I need to know some things that Yahweh would do right before your eyes. He'll do something right before your eyes. But those seer is struggling right now. So if anybody will help those seer out. But I'm struggling right now. Some things that Yahweh would do right before your eyes. And Ishakar's boy, he reported on the matter. So if anybody in class or anybody out of one of the camps want to help those out and post me information on what he do, because I'm struggling right now, so do I have to put a 216 on it? Well, I guess I may have to put a 216 on it. Because something Yahweh do that we need to know how he rolled. Mother, read that verse again. Read that verse again.
Which verse?
Back up one verse.
14.
Huh? Yahweh.
For Yahweh spake once, yet twice, yet man perceive it not. That's the one he's telling me.
Hey, mother, dead time on that way. She reads. Give me something. I said, back of one verse, just read.
Whatever.
I know, but what about me? I'm not getting in. So, back of one verse again and read, because I'm studying on the precept.
Yeah.
I like Yahweh operation, Joe.
Job 33:14.
For Yahweh spake once, yea,
twice, yet man perceived it not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want a precept on that. You see, I'm continuing talking to I and run off the verse, but I don't want no dead time on that way. I'm confused. I don't get nothing on there. So the precept I want is the 9th chapter. I want the 9th chapter, verse 11 and 12, on Ishakar's boy Job. I need a precept. And,
I got something to see.
Give me 9, 11 and 12, and you got, after I read that, now I get to see what you got, let's bring it out. We're going to show you what Yahweh will do.
Thank you.
Bible, I make it plain, Deuteronomy 8, verse 3, Mother Z. What I say in 8, verse 3 of Deuteronomy, Mother, 8, 3 and 4. We got to know these things now. We got to know this information that's written.
Job chapter 33, verse 15.
What?
In a dream.
In a vision.
Of the night. When deep sleep follows.
What kind of sleep, mother?
A deep sleep.
Once you in deep sleep.
Follows upon men.
Yeah.
And slumbering.
Upon the bed.
16.
Then.
He opened the ears of men.
Then he started working with you. He's a regular person. Then he starts. After you hit that pillar hard, boom. You hit that pillar, or you sitting in a trance somewhere. Then he working with you. Go ahead.
And still it's their instructions.
Then he still his instructions. So when you want to get an answer from Yahweh, a regular person, you got to wait till you go to sleep. Then he'll say something to you in your sleep. Go ahead, read.
That was it.
Read another verse. What verse you on now?
That was 16.
Oh, that was 16. Now read one more time for the last noise. But it can be clear, because by the time a person, you hear a preacher say, oops, he just said something to me. How he said something? You don't work like that, Mr. Preacher. He no oops said nothing to you. He wait until you in a deep sleep. Then he said something to you. Is that what we just got to read?
Yeah, well.
Go read it again.
Verse 16. Then he opens the ears of men.
Yeah.
And stills their instructions.
Okay.
So you want me to read 15?
Yeah, 15 and 16.
Verse 15. In a dream.
In a vision.
Of the night. When deep sleep falls upon men and slumbering upon the bed.
Yeah.
Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions.
Now you see that? Because y'all are going to be sitting in places to come. A lot of them are going to tell you, the preacher is going to stop and say, oh, someone on this day is going to throw out a hoop. He just, no, he ain't saving you, not work like that. Got the verses to work with. No, it not work like that, baby. He ain't said I'm gee, I'm that keep lying. When I got someone said a regular man, that's how I'm going to do it. All right, 13, read it. Mother. So all right. DF is the rest. 13, verse 13. I don't get a precept on it. Now we got to understand something, because one thing about it, we go on to the international scene, we come on the world scene. When you go on the world scene, you got to make sure you got the ounce. Many gonna come through and bump the gum. Let them have a bump the gum contest. And I understand one thing. You can tell by their fruits if they doing Bible or they doing personality. But you got so many preachers now, they do personalities. And they have big gains on doing personalities, but it's totally wrong. It's automatic when get them in the fire. But it'll get you in the fire if you continue to listen to that the way they say that the Almighty speak to them. I told you how I speak to regular man. But you make some alterations. We're going to read the alteration come shortly after Mother read 13:13.
Sirach, chapter 13, verse 13.
Listen good.
Observe and take good heed now. For thou walkest in perils of thine overthrowing.
Yeah.
When thou hearest these things.
Now when you hear these things now.
Awake in your sleep.
He said, when you hear anything now, come about that sleep and all that paganism. But he don't work like that. So you got to understand something. The Bible tell you how he working. He told you, if you sin against me, you're wrong your own soul. That means you love death. But I got rid of this Bible gonna stand because this is not my book, he's saying. The Father gave it to him. And he read his part and passed an angel. And the same thing we're doing, he brought it down to the fear. When you read your part in the Bible, you understand your position in the Bible, just play your role. Make a Bible decision, and you'll be all right. Hold that off, young man. Give me Numbers chapter 12, verse 15, 5 through 9. But see, Yahweh makes a judgment now. Because remember, he makes a judgment according to the word of folly on the table. He explains in his Bible how he operates. He makes it plain how he operates through his Bible. And all we got to do is stay out of our personality and just stick with the Bible. He'll tell you how he works with it. Numbers chapter 12, 5 out of verse 9.
The book of Numbers and the law of the heavenly tablets. The book of Numbers chapter 12, verse 5 through 9. Numbers chapter 12, verse 5. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of a cloud.
Yeah, he came on the pillar of a cloud.
And stood in the door of the temple.
Yeah.
And called Aaron and Miriam.
He called Aaron and Miriam.
And they both came forth.
And they both came forward.
Verse 6. And he said, hear now my word.
What did he tell him?
And he said, hear now my word.
Hear now my word.
If there be a seer among you.
Yeah.
I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision.
In a vision?
And will speak unto him in a dream.
See that? This man said, if I got something to say to you, I'm going to say it. What kind of way?
In a vision, and I will speak unto him in a dream.
So Job was just putting out no hard air, was it? So Job knows what he's talking about because he pulled the verse from here.
Yahweh.
So Job pulled that verse from here.
Yahweh.
Yahweh came down in a pillar of a cloud and told Mary and Aaron, come about it, come out. I've got something to talk to y'all for y'all to understand how I roll. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7. My servant Moses.
But my servant Moses now.
Is not so.
Uh-huh.
Who is faithful in all my family, nation.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. With them will I speak mouth to mouth.
But with Moses, my servant, I will do what?
Will I speak mouth to mouth.
Go ahead, read.
Even apparently, not in dark speeches.
So I ain't going to have my servants, the one that carry my words. They won't be in no dark speeches. They won't be put to sleep. They won't be in no business. They'll be straight up ready to hear what I got to say.
Yahweh.
Because when they put my word out on the table, they is clear. I wonder what that was. Was I in a dream? Was I in a trance? No. Yahweh, when he deal with his service, he's going to make it plain for them to understand what he's saying to tell the people. Go ahead and read.
In the similitude of Yahweh, shall he be old.
In similitude, oh, I mean what? But look at that definition of what the word similitude means. What's the word similitude? See, I'm going to do similitude with them. What's that supposed to mean? For the national audience say. Similitude. Similitude. What's that word mean? I'm going to do similitudes. Yeah, what's that word mean? What do that word mean, similitude?
Dictionary.
It's a quality of state of being.
Okay, go ahead. We got both of y'all gonna have gonna come here back to back. Come on, let's see it. Bring it out.
To speak on it, you know, you can have a striking similitude between brother and sister. But the definition of it is the quality or state of being similar to something. The quality or state of being similar to something.
Similar to something. Okay. What you got there, Elder? Got
up? Same thing.
Okay. So, he compare something to something. That's what he say. Similitude, that means he compares something that understand to make it plain in. He'll compare something with it. It's a comparison to something. That's how he said he wrote. Go back there, young lion.
All right, I'm in halfway of verse 8. Okay. Verse 8. Wherefore then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
You see, so he said Aaron and Miriam. Why wouldn't you afraid of to speak against my servant Moses? Why was you not afraid
Yahuwah was kindled against them.
And Yahuwah was mad behind that because he had to read his portion, what he had to do in his Bible, and when he got his portion together in Revelation chapter 5, he passed to the angels and asked them, do y'all understand y'all's portion? He said, what is it? Get down to them stairs. And you make sure they understand before you leave. Now he told me, let's get a precept on that. Let's get a precept on that. He said, you stay there until you got them straight. Let's go to the book of Daniel. Let's run to the book of Daniel. Show you. That he told him, look here. Now you got it? Yeah. Now get down and find my man. And I want you to do what with him? You go on the book of Daniel now. We're going to see exactly what got to be done that we can read. See, one thing about it, we already quit. We coming to the world scene. And we're going to be right out there in the world scene, and we got to be prepared. For those to be prepared, they got to be prepared. You got number one thing, the bump his arm contest, but I'm all have that. So that you got to have a scripture to understand exactly what's going on. Or know when a person lying, he's just going off his emotions. Because he thought if he ain't capable of no Bible answer to it, he really went off on his emotions. Okay? And you have to recognize that the way that teacher right there, the one that you had teaching that way, a whole lot of stuff that I couldn't follow him because I couldn't read nothing. He had the song, the dance going. He was all over the place. But he ain't had nothing to work with. So we know DMS, we got to pull him down. Hey, got to pull him down. Because if you're in the Bible, interpret the Bible, you got to pull you down. Ain't nothing personal. This is Yahuwah's business. This is kingdom. You got to deliver this thing like the man got it written in his Bible. Hell no. You sin against me, you love yourself. So now, I'm struggling there, ABFB, on what I'm looking for. So let's see, I'm struggling right now, but let's run to the 10th chapter, I mean the 9th chapter of Daniel. And let's see can I come up out of the struggle I'm in the 9th chapter of Daniel. But I'm struggling right now. I'm all over the place right now. But I'm struggling. So they said the 8th chapter. And pick it up around by verse number 15. 3:15. And we'll take it on down to verse 19. Hang it, chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 15 down to verse 19. What is it?
Deep sleep.
So when there and get this man on his feet. And that man was on his feet. He just was fucking in the brain. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah,
boy. The boy said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. And that was what he just said?
Yeah.
And what happened next?
Verse 17.
Daniel what?
Daniel chapter 8, verse 18.
Yeah, verse 17.
Oh, verse 17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid.
Yeah.
And fell upon my face.
Yeah.
But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision.
Wait a minute. When the angel came on, he was just sitting there drinking a cup of herbal tea, wasn't he? What was he doing? What are you doing when the angel showed up on him? What did he do?
He fell
upon his face. Because when them angels come for you, they don't come. They come and they horrified.
Yeah.
So that made him, his knees buckled.
Yeah.
And he fell out. He know this is some big stuff here now.
Yeah.
So this man buckled. But you got something to be drinking coffee, hot coffee. My boy, he sure believe I was drinking some hot coffee. You didn't burn your leg. Oh, at least you're going to get, but you're going to know something. Now you failed. What time you do again?
Hallelujah.
So y'all, we got to understand these things now. So we got to understand how this man operates. We got to get out of this paganism, and you got to walk the one to teach that paganism stuff. This is how, when they show up on you, that means on his, with his servants, them servants going to be, they ain't gonna be just continue to be cooking and all that. No, no, you'll go through transformation. Go ahead, Reese.
Daniel chapter 8, verse 18.
What is that?
With me.
Now as he was speaking to me.
I was in a deep sleep.
What happened to him then?
You got him
deep
sleep? On my face.
Yeah.
On the ground. But he touched me.
But what did he do?
He touched me.
And what did he do?
And set me upright.
So, but he set him upright. Said, you ain't going to be acting like you have cock sleep. I'm going to get you straight up. I know you know what's going on here. He stood him up like a toy soldier. Go ahead and read.
And he said, behold, I will make you know what shall be in the last end.
Oh! So what you so what he was preparing Daniel to understand what? The end of the, I'll let you know what's going to happen in the end, Daniel. What you're saying ain't going on now, it ain't for you, it ain't for your time, but I'm going to let you be clear that you're going to know what the end going to be. Go ahead, read.
For at the time appointed, the end shall be.
See, remember, the end is already what? It's already appointed. It's already appointed. See, it ain't right now as you move along. It's already a bit appointed on what you're going to do, who going to repent, who ain't going to repent, who going to take it all the way to the end, and who not. It's already set. I gotta get a precept on that. The same book of GFS. I need a precept on that. And that same, go to the seventh chapter. I need to get a precept on that. See, we gotta understand something. That's why you gotta watch everybody from the page of the book. So the book will tell a story. And I'll tell you something. You know, the Bible's going to tell you exactly what's going on if you just make a Bible decision. That's all you got to do. Now, in the book of Daniel, Mother G.F. Israel, in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, Make it chapter 7, Mother of Israel. And chapter what?
17. Daniel chapter 7, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands ministered unto him.
Yes.
And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him.
Yes.
The judgment was set.
Wait a minute, the judgment what?
Set.
Judgment already set. The judgment already been set. What you gonna do? How you gonna do? How many steps you going? You ain't going no further. We can go. We can beat that all day long in Psalms and Job. Your steps ain't going no further than what Yahweh got you already said. That's why you gonna get all you got, every opportunity you get. Everything been set. Who gonna do? Who gonna roll? Who ain't gonna roll? And it's all been set. Great.
And
the book's open. So all he got this thing, all he's doing is all he's doing rehearsing the righteous. He knows what you're going to do. He knows who's going to do what. He knows who's going to make adjustments according to the Bible. He knows who's going to stay in their feelings. He already knows because everything's already been said. It's already been said what you're going to do. See? And that's why he made it plain, Mumsy. He made it plain in 21 verse 2. Proverbs. He made it plain, 21 verse 2. Proverbs 21 verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Yahweh pondered the hearing, pondered the mind.
Mm-hmm. So that means when man opened that mouth up, Yahweh already made open his mouth up. So ain't gonna say it, flip the tongue. Oops. Didn't say that. No. Yahweh has time appointed. He'll make you a cop up. At time appointed. So ain't no accident. Nothing come out your mouth. Ain't no holding your tongue. Nothing. That's because he already got ordained for a person to do what he's going to do. It's already ordained. So now, in your mind, let's go. I want to get one more on that. Let's run to the book of the 14th chapter, 2nd Ezra. 14 verse 1. See, understand, when Yahweh got something to say, we got to understand how he operates. Once we understand how he operates, then we got to say one thing. Hey, this is how the Bible says how he operates. So once we understand how he operates and who he operates with, who he takes out of the D-suite, he put regular man and regular woman in the D-suite. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Well, let's find out if one of his seers being a D-suite. Let's see what he do for him in the 14th chapter, verse 1. Let's find out what he do in the 14th chapter, y'all. Look at verse 1. We read a bit from verse 1.
Book of 2nd Ezra, the seer, chapter 14, verse 1.
What?
And it came to pass upon the third day.
Yeah.
I sat under an oak.
What was he at?
Under an oak.
He was up on an oak.
And behold, there came a voice out of a bush.
Yeah.
Over against me.
Yeah.
It said, Azarus.
Yeah.
Azarus.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2.
And what did he do?
And I said, here am I.
Okay, go ahead.
Yahweh. And I stood up upon my feet.
Hey, that's what did he do?
And I stood up upon my feet.
When I'm speaking to regular man and woman, what did he do? Do you sleep and what else? Small in their bed. But when I'm speaking to the man of Yahweh, the man of Yahweh got to do what again? You got to stand up, yeah. Up on thy feet, right?
Well, Yahweh,
oh, I don't want you to be slumming around. Stand up on your feet. Is that what we're reading here?
Well, Yahweh.
Stand up on your feet. Let me get a priest up on that. Stephen, we're going to Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel 2, I'm going to get a priest up on it. Remember, when you precept your Bible, that's the game changer. When you precept your Bible, that's the game changer.
Yahuwah.
2-1. Ezekiel 2-1. Precept.
Verse 5, it told them many wondrous things,
and showed them the secrets of the time.
He said, I showed them a lot of things and showed them what?
The secret of the time.
The secret of the time. So the children of Israel understand the secret of the time. They supposed to know exactly the secret of time. Precept, Mother of the East.
Well, y'all precept it.
All of the time. Matthew 16:3. Precept. Precept. Game changer when you precept. Game changer when you precept. 16:3 of Matthew.
And his lesson right here, what Issachar knew. And
I know it's in Samuel or it's in the book of Chronicles. It's in one of them, but I'm struggling right now. So I'm struggling to get that verse. I know it's 11:32 or something like that. But I'm struggling right now. I do have to put a Daniel 2:16 on it and come back with it later. Wonder what I gotta do. Oh, I give me some time. So see a sermon right now, trying to find that verse. But I ain't coming up with that. So I think I was going and read Daniel 2:16, my DF Israel. And I double back at that verse a little bit later, because it's plainly that Issachar is one you call a day over in America, the Mexicans. That we call the Mexicans today, Issachar. They understood the signs of the time, but they were not looking up in the sky. They understood this book on what they supposed to be doing. But the Osir is struggling right now. So, Mark, you have to give me 2:16.
Daniel 2:16. Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time.
Give me time.
And that he would show the king the interpretation.
So that's what I'm saying right now. So give him fair time. He'll come back with that verse about what Issachar, the Mexicans, what they so-called Mexicans today. The proper birth certificate name is Issachar. And they came over to America, and you go in your computer and put in Tulu. Tulu, on the side of Issachar. And they the one, you got them, they call them Omax, you got them big old hats on with the wide noses. That is really Issachar. That's who it really is. So they start coming with all these old, somebody from Ham, somebody from No, the first one within that land was Tula. Tula is one of Job's firstborn son. You go on your computer right now and put in Tula, Mexico. They'll give you a geographic location. And in there, they got a big old library there. Got a place where you can come and see the big old man's head, they call it. That was the word they put up on it. But the real ass Tula. Broad nose, big lips, because they were the ones that inhabited that land. They put all the many names on them today. They call them Aztecs, Mayans. They call them everything. But that's Tula. You go around your farm right now and put up Tula, Mexico. And you'll find them. That is Issachar's boy. Dark skin, woolly hair. And matter of fact, on them big old Omax, you go around the back of their head, you see they got braids. They braid their hair up. That's the game until you walk around the back of them. What's this big old guy, this big black guy, big nose, big lips, got some braids in the back of his head? That's Issachar's boy. Two of them. Yep. I mean, everything's in the dark. It's country like. And we don't bring it out. I just read in the Bible. Come on back there, young man. I get that.
Yeah, I know.
You got them?
Yeah, it's 1 Chronicles 12:32.
There you go. Yeah.
Sir.
1 Chronicles 12:32. Now we make a note of that. It's marked on 1 Chronicles 12:32. Read that, Mother E. 1 Chronicles 12:32.
Yeah.
12:32. Call the Mexicans. That's what they are today over in America. but he got the name Issachar over on the west coast of land of Israel. They call the west coast of Africa. Got Issachar there too, because all Issachar did not come. Some of them stayed on the west coast, and they parked in woolly hair, with jet like the one that got the Omax head. Dark skin, woolly hair, freezing head. Right now in Africa, right now, over the big old Omax head you got over there in Tula, Mexico. Braid behind the head, wide nose, big lips, Issachar. Issachar son, Tula, the Mexican. So if you ask any Mexican, go back three generations, what color will your great-granddaddy be? Dark skin with woolly hair. That's right. Before Christopher Columbus got his hand on some of you and turned your pale red looking, you were dark skin with woolly hair.
What
we read?
This what me and
Dad
understand.
They understand. What they have, Mother?
Understand.
What do you understand, Mother?
Of the time.
Of the time.
To know. What Israel ought to do.
Ain't that something? Go ahead and read, Mother. Come on now.
The heads of them were 200.
Yes.
And all their brethren were at their commandment.
So what time did they know the commandments, the statutes, and the judgment? That's what time they knew. And the angel is telling Israel that the children of Israel understood the time. They understood what's in the book, not what's in the air.
They
came up with a doctor now. They got a little watches going on. They wasn't navigating to no watches. They understood what this book was saying. They knew what they say in that draft from that Atlantis going into that Mediterranean Sea. You can float right over to Utah. Y'all just go to sleep. You can float right over to Utah. They understood this thing by not understanding the scripture. Okay. They get off of that as a whirlwind in between Atlantis and the Pacific. And then you get in there and you just float right on over all the way over. Right into Utah. Yeah? You understand this thing. You get your mom, they cut a tree down. There they go. And they know how to cut trees and make a canoe. Or to get in the canoe and go to sleep. They know how to cut trees down and make them a canoe. And get in there and go to sleep. That's how we used to be. That's how we used to rule. And then we'll float right over to Utah. Get off in Utah. That's what time it is. Great. What we got? Oh, give me another precept, Mother.
Yeah.
Hey, Mother E, give me another precept. Give me 113 or F.
Esther
113. Oh, Yahuwah.
Yeah, give me another precept.
Okay. The book of Esther, chapter 1, verse
13.
Then the king said to the wise men.
Wise men?
They knew the time.
They knew the time, Mother. Okay, Mother. Hey, Mother. They knew the time, Mother.
Well, so was the
king's
commandment. Well, but all that knew the law.
So what time did they knew, Mother? What time did they know, Mother? The law, statutes, and commandments. That's what they knew, Mother. The wise men knew the law, statutes, and the commandments. That's what they knew. The laws, statutes, and the commandments. So we can recognize when the weather is getting ready to rain by day tricking knees. But you cannot understand the signs of time. Signs of time now, we got to strike because the iron is hot for Yahweh's voice and other Jewish life. We got to strike now. We got to strike. They are shot their best shot out there. We've come up last to do a great job for Yahuwah. We're coming on the world scene. Shortly, coming on the world scene. And we got to be prepared to lose all Buster Gong's contests and just show what the Bible says. Israel, the Israelites, they understood the time. What time they understand? Still the laws, statutes, and the commandments. Go back in your line.
All right, so I'm at the second Ezra chapter 14. I'm at half of verse 5. And the end.
And the end. So they understood and the end. They understand the end. They understood what was written in the book of Mother Hosea 6, 1 and 2, and the last two verses in that same chapter. They understood the end.
Of course.
They understood the end. They understood this thing by understanding these books.
And he informed me.
Yeah.
And talked with me.
And he talked with me. Informed me and talked with me.
And said,
verse 8. And interpretations, which you have heard.
Yes.
Verse 9. For you should be, and you should be taken away from all, and from his fault you shall remain with my son.
You should be man control him? He should be otherwise you ain't gonna die. You ain't die. You gonna leave here and you going to paradise.
Yeah, what?
You going to paradise and you gonna be sit there. And you gonna be with my son. His son is in paradise.
Yeah,
but the Roman Catholic Church and all the Christians think paradise is up and away. No. Ain't be offended. Let them know what paradise is in 852 or the book of Sacramento. Let them know exactly what paradise is at. See, we can tell you anything you want to know with this book open. So this paradise, we told it 2 things. We told one, you will be with me in paradise. The Catholics, the Christians, the Muslims think paradise is up and away. It ain't up and away. Watch. Sister A.B. Feeney delivered a knockout blow on where paradise is at. 852, let's read a little bit. Read down to about 57 and 58 to 63, Mother D.F. is where I had that precept. Get it?
No.
Come on, A.B., give me that 52 to 56, and Mother D.F. Israel, 57 to 63. Listen to this.
2nd Ezra, chapter 8, 52 and 53. Verse 52, for unto you is paradise opened.
Unto you, there, the paradise is open. Is that what we read?
Yeah, well,
great read.
The tree of life.
And the tree of life is Yahuwah's son.
Yahuwah.
So did he just tell you that you will be with my son in paradise?
Yahuwah.
That's what the tree of life is. Yahuwah's son.
That's right.
Good.
The time to come is prepared.
It's the time to what?
Prepare.
No, read me in here.
The time to prepare.
The time to come is all. Otherwise, it's already prepared. This thing already, we waiting on you to wake up. See, we so busy trying to keep up this world, and paradise is waiting for us now. And paradise got something on it, Mother E. Paradise got a 64 verse 4 backed up with Mother Z and 2 verse 9 and 10 of 1 Corinthians. So listen. Paradise is sitting there with this, for you to understand something. Isaiah 64, verse 4, Mother E, what does it say? No, Mother E got 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Verse 64, verse 4. 64, verse 4.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4.
You want to say?
Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 4.
Uh-huh.
For since the beginning of the world,
yeah,
men have not heard.
Men have not heard.
Nor received.
What?
By the ear. Neither have they eyes seen, O Yahuwah, besides thee, what he has prepared for the king that wait for him.
You see the man's same
mother, Yahuwah?
You ain't got a clue. You're so busy trying to pin and pinch this thing here, but what Yahuwah got prepared for you, you can't even imagine. You can't. If you thought about it, it still comes short. And what he got prepared for them to do what, Mother? That wait on him. That means wait up in the ball, statutes, and commands.
Hallelujah.
9 and 10 of 1 Corinthians says what? That's good enough.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. But as it is written,
what?
Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the minds of men the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. Verse 10. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us by the spirit search all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh.
Oh, what spirit searches the deep things of Yahweh? Hold that point, don't leave that king off, mother. What spirit searches the deep things of Yahweh? Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. What spirit searches out the deep things of Yahweh? What spirit is that, Moses? Proverbs 1, 2, and 3. What spirit is that that seeks out the deep things of Yahweh? What spirit is that?
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 reads, turn ye at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
Mm-hmm. So when you read this Bible long enough and get the proper understanding, the words will seek out the deep things of the spirit of Yahweh, this word. This word. If you stay in this book long enough and get the proper guidance, you will be able to understand the words in the Bible. Now y'all do not just apply it. Hey, Biff, man, give me a precept. St. John 6:63. Precept.
John chapter 6.
Verse 63.
John chapter 6. Verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Yes.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
Yes.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah. So we got to understand these things. The words. Come on back, young one.
All right. I'm back at 2nd Ezra's. I'm back at 2nd Ezra's, chapter 14. All right. 2nd Ezra's, chapter 14. All right. I'm at verse 7.
And forget about this. They'll come back over there again. Give me one more shot
at
that 8th chapter.
No,
I ain't through with it.
I'm at verse 9. Half of verse 9. And with such as be like you.
The ones that be like you.
Until the times be ended.
You're going to be there with such ones that be like you. Who is that be like him? We know Elijah is there. We know Enoch is there. And we know Yahweh the Son is there. They did not taste no death. We know who's there. Who's there. Now you go on with such to be like you there in paradise. Come on back, say this. No, if you read already, you last week I broke it, only take off from there.
Okay, 2nd Ezra chapter 8, verse 52. For unto you is paradise open, the tree of life is planted, the time to come is prepared.
Plenteousness
is made ready.
Plenteousness. Plenty of this is there. Plenty is waiting on you. Plenty is waiting on you. So you see what you got coming, you got a plenty coming. See, when you do right, you got a plenty coming. Huh? So you got to understand one thing. You worry about penny pitching in this thing here, but when you get to where you got to go, eternity, you don't have what again, A.B.?
Plenty is made.
But now it's time to move you to a place where you have plenty and you have rest.
Yeah,
no Israelites. Yeah. Until the one that get right get here where you at.
Mm-hmm.
You have plenty and you have rest. Is that what we read?
Yeah,
go ahead and read.
A perfect goodness and wisdom.
And perfect goodness and wisdom. Is there everything where you're going at? It's going to be perfect goodness and wisdom there. Now, so you know Ezra's going to give all he got behind that thing.
Yeah,
well, he already know. See, this is the advantage that he had. He already know. God, dog, this man will come and tell me I got something coming. Now, he really want to run and take care of business now. See, the Bible got doubts on what's going on. This man knows. The angel tell him, look here. Go on, fend off a couple more chores you need to do, and I'm going to take you down to the place where you can have plenty. Wait for these Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. There's another still word about them. But you're going to get plenty of rest. Go ahead, read.
2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 53.
Right.
The root of evil is sealed up from you.
That means the root of evil, when you get to where you got to get to, you'll be around no more what?
No more evil.
No more evil.
Yeah, well.
Weakness and the moth is hid from you.
Hey, yep.
And corruption is fled into hell.
You say everything laid out for you. So you know that devil fear right there. He was ready to do some tap dance. Now he's going to face some more Israelites or one more, because he knew his time was coming sharp on word with the that would have to move. If the people weighing down, so he go kick the rock, Moses. Moses went on and smoked the rock. Yahweh for that, sit up there. Yahweh, you ain't getting into the land. Now I'm going to kill you now for what you just did. Don't let the people swing you down. Show them what I'm saying in this Bible and go on about your business. Read it. Come on, read a little more spirit in your amen. And that's what I'm going to say. Put a little more spirit in that read.
And the corruption is fled.
Into hell
to be
the back. Yeah. Come on, Mother. Yeah. 54.
54. 2 Ezra 8:54.
Mm-hmm.
Sorrow are past.
Sorrow have passed.
And in the end is shown the treasures of immortality.
See, that is
your
you see this man has been put on tape about angels. Man, you gonna finish up what you gotta do, man. What you got coming for you when you finish this thing up, right?
55.
What?
And therefore ask thou no more questions.
He said, don't ask more questions, ever.
Concerning the multitude of them that perish.
You see, you worry about them that don't want to keep the law, statutes, and commandments, you don't worry about them. He said, don't ask no more about them no more. You told them that keep them balls, statutes, and commandments, put them branches on, and they ain't going to do it. Don't worry about them no more. Right.
56. For when they had taken liberty, they despised the Most High.
When they had freedom to do what Yahweh had written in his Bible, they paid it no devil mind. Is that what you read, Mother?
Well.
Go ahead.
Through scum of...
Do what?
Scorn of his law.
They scorn it. You tell them what time it is, what got to be done, and they scorn it. I ain't hearing that. Okay. Time going on out, not hearing that.
And forsook
what?
His ways.
And you forsook. Who ways? You forsook?
His ways.
Tell me his ways. See, we just only the messenger. We just tell you what this man is saying to, young man, 721 or 2nd Ezra. We only tell you what this man is saying. See, we only can tell you what this man is saying. 2nd Ezra 721.
The book of 2nd Ezra is here, chapter 7.
Yes.
21.
Yes.
For Yahweh has given straight commandments.
Yes.
To such as came.
Yes.
What they should do to live.
To do to live.
Even as they came.
Uh-huh.
And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
If you, I'm going to punish you for it. He tell the seers, go tell them, but they're not going to listen to you, seers. They don't want to listen to me over there in 3 verse 17 when they ain't reading Ezekiel. But tell them anyway, I'm going to punish them ones that got the puffed up fear. I'm going to punish them that don't make a vile decision according to my word. I got it written exactly what you do and what you don't do. Come on back, Moses. Read a little more, dear.
2 Ezra, chapter 8, verses 6 and 7.
Huh?
Moreover, they have trodden down his righteousness.
They have trodden down his righteousness.
58. Huh? And say in their mind.
What did they say in their mind?
That there is no Yahuwah.
You see anything? They got doubt that it is a Yahuwah. They got doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a Yahuwah. They got doubt. Go ahead.
Yay. And that knowing they must die.
And knowing you're going to. Don't you know sooner or later you're going to die. Sooner or later you know you're going to die. Go ahead.
59. For as the thing aforesaid shall receive you. So thirst and pain.
So what? Go ahead. Thirst and pain
are prepared for them.
Thirst and pain is prepared for them.
For it was not his will that men should come to naught.
It's not Yahweh's will that you in this predicament. I gave you laws, statutes, and judgment, and you forsook all of them. It wasn't my, I didn't create you to be, get your back beat by all these nations. I didn't create you for you to have diabetes, sugar, high blood pressure, cancer, a weary mind, a puffed up spirit. I did not put that in you. Your own will. You forsook my book. Go ahead.
60.
What?
But they which be created have defiled the name of him that made them.
And they're defiled the name. By calling what? Lord God and Jesus and Jehovah. You want to defile the name. Go ahead.
And were unthankful.
And they were what?
Unthankful.
Uh-huh.
Unto him.
And you are thankful to this man.
Which prepared life for them.
And he prepared life for you. He gave you Leviticus 23. He gave you feast days to remind you to keep your eye on your enemy. And you ignore everything in this Bible. Then you think you gonna be in the kingdom? No. Going to the fire. Turn your mouth. You're going to the fire. Go ahead.
61. And therefore is my judgment now at hand.
My judgment is at hand. And this was about, honey, this is about 3,000 years ago when it was said. This right here, man. So so now we clear that the judgment now with a precept on a young man and Luke 24, what's the precept on that? Do you remember? Every verse got a precept to it.
That's right.
Every verse got a precept to it. You got to know how to precept your Bible. Make it talk back to you. If he was telling Ezra that 3,000 years ago, what are we at right now? We precept the Bible in the book of Matthew 24. Young man, Matthew 24, we're going to precept the Bible. The Matthew 24 and see where we at right now. We're going to take a look and see where we at right now. In Matthew 24, let's see where we at right now as we speak. Verse 33.
The book of Matthew. Chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise ye, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
Knock, knock. Where's the door now? Where's the door now, A.B. or B.B.? Knock, knock. You know it's not knocking the door. You know it's cold. Where's my door? Yeah. That's how this thing is. It's just that close. It's 3,000 years where he told this man is. He even at the door now, telling you not to clean up your act. Make a Bible decision. Stop making a fluffy decision. What the Bible say, do it. Repent. Do Bible with a good spirit. do? Have a good spirit. Do Bible now. You give it all you got in Bible. Come on, Mother. Here.
All right. Second Ezra 8, verse 62.
All right.
These things have I not shown unto all men.
He said, I ain't showed all men this, man. I don't work like that. I ain't showed all men this.
But unto you.
But unto who?
Unto you.
Yes.
And a few like you.
And a few like you. Then everybody had a generation gap. Everybody, they always have a lead seer in every generation. So there's a gap between all the lead seers that understood this.
Then answer I and said,
you heard all that good talk. What happened?
63.
What?
Behold, O Yahuwah.
O Yahuwah.
Now hast thou shown me the multitude of the wonders,
yeah,
which thou will begin to do in the last time. But at what time thou hast not shown me?
Yeah. No, he said, Ezra, enough. You got enough, Ezra. See that's for the next day to come on. Ezra, now he tried to get greedy then. He tried to get greedy. He won't hear some more. No, Ezra, you can only go so far. Then another fear kick in and tell us a little bit more. Come on back, young line.
All right, I'm at 2nd Ezra, chapter 14. All right. I'm at verse 10. 2nd Ezra, chapter 14, verse 10.
Listen good.
But the world has lost its youth.
The world has lost its youth.
And the times began to wax old.
And the times began to wax old.
Verse 11.
Yes.
For the world is divided into 12 parts.
Oh. The world is divided into 12 parts. We don't need that right there because 12 parts is pointing toward who?
12 tribes.
So it's pointing toward. And remember, you go to Revelation chapter 21, you have three gates on each side, so it's already divided into that right there. So that's a whole nother story. Now, if we understand all this stuff, now come on back and give me my Ezekiel now. Now I want to get my Ezekiel. Now, we've done all this to get back to my Ezekiel there, young man. Give me my Ezekiel I've been looking for.
All right.
Now I need my Ezekiel.
All right.
Now, I don't know. Now listen to this right here in Ezekiel. Let's see, can we put this together? We've done all this to get to Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel is the man of Yahweh tonight. He got to show him an illustration on something. What you getting ready to read that, young man?
We're going to Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 1 to 17.
Listen good.
Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 1 read.
What?
You also, son of man, take you a towel.
Take a towel.
And lay it before you, portrary upon it, the city, even Yada Judah. Verse 2, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it, set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it, round about.
He's telling Ezekiel to do a whole lot of dramatics. Ezekiel's not going to do a whole lot of dramatics with Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. He got to say they banged him went off.
Verse 3. Moreover, take you unto you an iron pan.
And take an iron pan with you too, Ezekiel.
And set it for a wall of iron between you and the city. And set your face against it. It shall be besieged. And you shall lay siege against it.
Okay.
This shall be a sign to the family of Israel.
And this is going to be a sign to the family of Israel. The family Israel's wondering, what is that old seer doing? What's that son of God doing there? So it's going to be a sign for the family of Israel. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. Go ahead.
Verse 4. Lie you also upon your left side.
Lay down on your left side.
And lay the sin of the family of Israel upon it, according to the number of the days that you shall lie upon it, you shall bear their sin.
Okay.
Verse 5. For I have laid upon you the years of their sin.
So the days would be a year. The days would be a year. Days would be years now. So I know y'all remember the left back in the days, but probably it come back to you up the road. Go ahead.
According to the number of the days, 390 days.
So 390 days, that's 390 years. Well, a day is a year. Go ahead.
Yahuwah. So shall you bear the sins of the family of Israel.
Yes.
Verse 6. When you ask to comfort them, lie down again on my right side. You shall bear the sins of the family of Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon.
Uh-huh. So he said, I lay on the right side, now you will bear the sin of them. He said, go ahead.
40 days.
40 days.
Have appointed you each day for a year.
Each day is a year. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Therefore you should set your face towards the seeds of Yada, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon.
So the seer understood that they would get ready to get up out of there, and he tried to let them know through dramatic, look here, y'all better get up out of here. Y'all better get up out of here. Go ahead.
And your arms should be uncovered.
And your arms be uncovered.
And you should prophesy against it.
And prophesy against them. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And behold, I will lay bands upon you.
We're in the fourth chapter of Ezekiel, that mother. You got me, Israel. Now, come on.
And you shall not turn you from one side to another until you have ended the days of your siege.
Uh-huh.
Verse 9. Take you also unto you wheat and barley.
You take wheat and barley with you now, Ezekiel.
Beans. And lentils.
And lentils.
And millet.
Yeah.
And fetches. And put them in one vessel.
Uh-huh.
And make you bread thereof.
Yeah.
According to the number of the days. You shall lie down and you shall lie upon your side. 390 days.
Uh-huh.
Shall you eat thereof.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. And your meat which you shall eat shall be by weight 20 shekels a day. From time to time you shall eat it. Verse 11. You shall drink also water, spring water by measure.
Uh-huh.
The sixth part of it in. From time to time you shall drink. Verse 12. You shall eat it as barley cakes.
You should eat it. Listen good now. You should eat it as barley cakes.
And you should bake it with dung.
But bake it with boo-boo.
That's right.
Put some boo-boo in it. Put some boo-boo in it. Now you hear
what I'm
saying? Put some baby diapers, they boo-boo, put somebody in that.
That's right.
Put together. Is that what we read?
That's what we read. Hallelujah.
That
cometh out of man in their sight.
Know what man go eat himself? You go ship up all the stuff the man go eat himself and put it all in that and mix. Put them all together. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 13. And Yahweh said,
what?
Even thus, the children of Israel, the Israelites,
what?
Eat their defiled bread.
And so, the children of Israel, there, eat what? There?
Defiled bread.
Uh-huh.
Among the nations.
Yeah.
Where the eyes were dried there.
So the children of Israel eating defiled bread as well. You eating defiled bread when you're not eating what I told you to eat.
Yahweh?
I told you what to eat. So you eating defiled bread when you're not eating what I told you to eat and what not to eat.
Verse 14.
What is that?
It said,
what?
I, Yahuwah,
uh-huh.
Behold, my soul has not been polluted.
He said, my soul ain't been polluted. She thought, leading by example, eating men's boo-boo.
For from my youth up, even till now,
uh-huh.
Have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself.
I ain't never died of itself.
Or is torn and pieced.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came down a bountiful flesh into my mouth.
He said, I ain't had no harm, neither.
Hallelujah.
I ain't had no harm. I ain't nothing. But then, what?
16. Then he said unto me,
then,
go.
Then Yahweh said him,
I have given ye, see the word cow.
Yeah, cow.
Cow dung.
I gave you cow what?
Dung.
So when you eat, so cow, only thing good for you is when you eating cow, you eat what?
Dung.
That was when you eating cow. When, that's what you really eat when you eating cow. That's all cow was for. And you know, so now we love us some chicken, cow, and some hog, right?
That's right.
You let me know right now, all thing cow was good for was nothing. So go eat you some cows, what?
Dog.
Dog. Go ahead.
For man's dog.
Man dog.
And you should prepare your bread therewith.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Huh?
More of you said unto me.
What?
Son of man, behold, I will break the staff of bread. And Yada Judah, Bishop of Levi,
all this dramatic was about one thing. Breaking the staff of Yada Judah, Bishop of Levi, because they have sinned against me. They would not keep what I got written in the Bible. And it goes today. So he said, do all these things in front of me. Wait till the cow mess. Go get the mess and put it all together, just like man's mess. Put man, mess, cow, mess, put it all together, mix it all together, and go over there and start eating on it. God, dog, you put it all locked up on me, dude. And that's what we unveil from today. Because when we'll be breaking these laws, statutes, and commandments, this is what Yahweh thinks about the children of the book.
Yahweh.
Hey, go ahead and read.
All right. Okay. By weight, and with care, they should drink water, spring water by measure, and with astonishment.
Now, verse 17.
Verse 17, that they may walk bread and spring water and be a stone one with another and consume away from them.
Astonished
one with another and consume away for their sins.
So all this right here was he had to go through the punishment of children of Israel. Because they kept sinning against this man. And go to Acts chapter 4, verse 34.
We're going to Acts chapter 4, verse 34.
Okay, well, read Psalms 37:25.
First. Psalms 37:25. For the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. Psalms, chapter 37, verse 25. So,
hey, Mother, you have me 65:13-16 waiting on me out there.
Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young.
I've been young.
And now I am old.
Uh-huh.
Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken.
I have never seen, David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken.
Nor is he. Begging bread.
He said, he never seen it. The righteous, he said, one that done this book, the way he tell you to do it, I have never seen them doing what?
Forsaken.
Or what?
Begging bread.
Never seen it happen. Never. When you got your Yahweh right, he's going to be there for you. But when you got him right.
Well, Yahweh.
Every friend. He said, I ain't never seen it. So when you got the Yahweh right, I have never seen nobody that's doing what he tell you to do, begging for bread. He said he's saying it. Give me a precept there, Mother E. 6:5-13-16. Precept.
I see it 6:5-13-16.
Huh?
Therefore, just said the Yahweh.
Well, what did Yahweh say, Mother?
Behold, my servant
shall
eat.
My servant's going to eat. But you gonna be hungry soon or late. You gonna be hungry.
Behold, my servant shall drink.
And my servant's gonna drink.
But
you gonna be thirsty.
Behold, my servant shall rejoice.
They will do what, Mother?
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
But you shall be ashamed.
And you gonna be ashamed.
people, and then get a couple more in. I'm going to turn to the elder. Give me 2 Kings 4, 38. Something we're going to learn out of this. Now, he said servants are going to eat, right? Did we read that?
Yeah,
okay. They ain't going to be begging for no bread. 2 Kings 4, 38. ABFP, the King of the 44. I'm going to break in the middle of it. I'll see what we get out of in the middle of it. 2 Kings 4, verse 38 there. ABF.
2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 38 to 44.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38. And Elisha came again to Gilgal.
Is that Elisha?
That's Elisha.
And there was...
That's Elisha.
Yeah.
Hey, amen. That's Elisha. That's what I'm taking your eyes to pay. That's Elisha.
Oh. Second Kings chapter 4, verse 38 to 44.
Mm-hmm.
And Elisha came again to Gilgal, and there was a
You know what a jar is. You know, you got some young boys in the street. What a jar is, they can't find their pie, y'all. They may have a jar out there, bro, on that pie, y'all. Good.
A drought in the land, and the sons of the seer were sitting before them.
So now there was a drought going on there. Now, let's draw the picture. There's a drought going on, and the sons of the seer just sitting there. Correct? When Elisha was coming, his boys were just sitting there. Correct?
And he said unto his servants.
And he said to his servants.
On the great pot.
Sit on the great pot.
Set on the great pot.
Mm-hmm.
And the seer's pottage for the sons of the seer.
You didn't read that right there. Hey, there.
For the sons of the
seer. Right, come on. Look at the real cap there, hey, there. Want the young lion to grab it? You know what seed it is, right? That means I'll take that pot and put some good old hot water in it.
Hallelujah. For
example, the seed came and he caught his men just sitting around. But he said, take a pot and put some hot water in it. And that what he said, ABF in it? John got a picture for the national audience, man.
For the sons of the seer.
Yes?
Verse 39.
A little bit loud.
Verse 39. And one went out into the field to gather herbs.
And now one went out into the field now to gather herbs. Now one went out there into the field to gather herbs.
And found a wild vine.
What did he find?
A wild vine.
Right. So now this one of his boys, he went out there and found some herbs, but these herbs was what kind of way y'all he did? A wild vine.
And gathered them wild words.
A wild girl. Come in. So they see all over the place right now, Abel. So we tried to draw a picture. I want you to work with me a little bit, Abel. I want you to work with me a little bit. So now, they out there, they got a lot of stuff that's wild, that's really, they should not have. So he went out there and got some stuff. He said, bring it back. It was kind of some wild stuff was around there. Go ahead.
It's Latin
school. You're a little bit loud, ABL, baby.
Latin school.
Huh?
It came to shred them into the pot of pottage.
So now he came to dress them and put them in the pot. So he came to dress them and put them in the pot, didn't he?
Yeah.
Huh? What happened next?
For they knew them not.
No. How many y'all want? How many y'all want there? Who's right there?
Chapter 4.
How many y'all want?
Y'all Yahweh. I bless you there, Sister Sarah Israel. See you around, Yahweh.
Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Come on now, come put some audio with it now.
So they
point
out for the men to eat.
So not remember, but what was in his pot was a lot of wild stuff. One that it was a lot of stuff that don't supposed to be in the pot. It was wild herbs. They had a lot of wild stuff in that pot there. They had a bunch of wild stuff in there.
Brother Makai Israel, Leroy, Yahweh.
So they had a lot of wild stuff in there. Yeah, you know, one of the guys line brought back a whole lot of wild stuff back. Is that what we're reading?
Right.
Go ahead and read now. Put some audio to it. Put some more spirit
right.
to it.
So they poured out for the men to eat.
So they poured it out for the men to eat.
And it came to pass while they were eating.
And while they were eating this wild stuff, right? What did they say?
That they cried out.
They cried out. What did he say?
Oh, you man of
Yahweh. He cried to the man of Yahweh, didn't he? And what happened?
Death is dirt.
Death in that pot.
And they could not eat
that. And they could not eat that stuff. There was death in that pot. See, there right now. That, you know, when we got these diseases in our body because we had been eating death out of that pot.
We are poor.
See, we might got a lot of problems in our body today because we're eating death out of that pot. You got to know what make a difference between what you put it in that pot. You can't put no wild stuff in that pot because you're going to create death. And then you may have cancer, diabetes, all type of diseases by having death in your pot. Huh? Although you don't see it, but you don't use it. You can't season hog and it comes clean. You can't do that for hog. You gotta leave the hog alone. But they had death in the pot there. Come on now. That death in the pot.
Verse 41.
What?
Well, he said,
then
bring meal.
Now, who talking now?
The seer.
Yeah, he said, bring the meal now.
And he cast it into the pot.
He cast it into the pot.
And he said, pour out. For the people.
And pour out for the people.
That they may eat.
Uh-huh.
And there was no harm in the pot.
And there was no harm in the pot. Go ahead.
And there came a man, verse 42.
Now listen good.
And there came a man from Bethlehem, Shiloh.
Yeah, Cilicia.
Okay, Cilicia. And brought the man of
Yahweh
bread.
But then all of a sudden, remember you read earlier about his servants gonna eat.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're not gonna be begging for bread.
Right.
And all of a sudden, although the dirt in the land, it was a drought, a dirt in the land wasn't nothing happening. But we already read that Yahweh's servants gonna eat even if ain't nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
So Yahweh put in the spirit of a to do what?
And bought the man of Yahweh bread.
And then he brought the man of Yahweh what?
Bread
of the first fruit. You see it is? So now here comes a man of Yahweh. Yahweh is putting his mind to get on over there because he got rich. Ain't none of his words going to fall. He said, now get on there and bring them what again, mother?
Bread of the first fruit.
Bread of the first fruit?
12 loaves of barley.
12 loaves of barley.
And
bring them to what?
They
always had some corn. They always had corn with every meal. They brought that corn with them. For every?
In the
husk
thereof.
In the husk thereof.
And he said.
What did he say?
Give unto the people.
That they may eat.
Verse 43. What shall I set this before? 100 men?
Is it? He's out. Set out this before 100 men?
And he said again, give the people that they may eat.
And he said, give the people. Remember, Yahweh had 5 fishes, right? And he fed 1,000 people, didn't he? So Yahweh always going to make a way for me when you're righteous.
everybody going to eat. Come on.
For
thus says Yahweh,
they shall eat.
They shall eat.
And shall leave thereof.
And they're going to have so much, they're going to have to leave some of them. Men was a drop in the land, a dirt in the land.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you got your Yahweh right, you'll be worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Yahweh, he's going to fish and take care of tomorrow. You just make sure you got him right. That's a sign that you just got through reading. Come on, young lion, give me that Acts 4:34.
Go to the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 34.
And Sister Sarah, help me that Acts chapter 5, 1 through 13, and over to our ears.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 34. Acts chapter 4, verse 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked it.
And was none of them lacking behind that. So when you got Yahweh right, a throw of dirt and all kind of things going on, when none of the peoples of Yahweh were
lacking,
they was not lacking.
Yes.
Go ahead.
For as many as were possessors.
Many had possessors.
Of land. Or
houses.
Sold them.
They sold them.
Brought the prices of the things that were sold.
And they brought the prices of things that they had, all that extra stuff they had.
Yahweh.
They brought all the extra they had. You got people got so much extra, they don't know what to do with it. They got it sitting up. Extra stuff. They brought all the extra stuff. Well, keep reading.
Verse 35. It laid them down at the apostles' feet.
They brought it to the temple where the apostles were at. All the ones that had more than enough, they brought it to the temple. Pray.
And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need.
So that means Yahweh will provide for us. He gonna set it up where you got a they call it a pantry and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
All that's in the making. All we gotta do is our part. And distribution will be for them. We know it ain't gonna be at this camp. It's gonna be at the next one temple. We already know that. Distribution will be there. Everything will be laid out. But we got to believe in Bible. Once operated. And the one that's righteous, nobody righteous will be begging for bread. When you're righteous, and that was the same thing Tony said, Tony's boy, go out there and find somebody keeping the covenant and come on back and eat some of his meat with me. But make sure it's a brother keeping the covenant. Go ahead, read.
36. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. And was that Joseph, who by the apostles, where some name Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation.
Well, we hold that up. Oh, Brother Mackay, give me that first Chronicles 29:6-9, 14-20 and 29, and Sarah, have me that Acts 5:1-13, and I'm going to pass on to him. So I'm trying to tell you something. All we got to do is believe in Yahweh and be righteous according to the Bible. Yahweh will intervene. They're going to intervene big time when you understand what we got to do according to the Bible. This is what we got to do. Micaiah, 1 Chronicles 29:6-9, 14-20 and 29. Bring it.
All right. We're going to the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29. Let's pick it up at verse number 6 down to verse number 9 and 14 down to 20 and verse number 29.
Mm-hmm.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 6 reads, "For our fathers have trespassed, and done that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, our Yahweh, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitations of the Yahweh, and turned their backs." Verse 7, "Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamp."
What you read?
First Chronicles 29.
I'm at Second Chronicles.
Verse 69.
First Chronicles, chapter 29, verse number 6. And it reads,
what?
Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the kings, worked, offered willingly.
What did they do?
Offered willingly.
Who offered willingly again?
The chief of the fathers,
yeah.
The princes of the tribe of Israel,
uh-huh.
The captains of thousands,
yeah.
And the rulers of the king's work.
Yeah, of the one that done the king's work. So we read over there in that Acts chapter 4, the one that had more than enough, they know how to get to the place they're supposed to be at, and to the pantry. They knew how to bring more than enough down to the temple. Great.
Verse number 7. And gave for the service of the temple of Yahuwah of
gold,
5,000 talents and 10,000 drams, and of silver, 10,000 talents, and of bronze, 18,000 talents, and 100,000 talents of iron.
So that means they had more than enough to make sure that they get down to the temple and make sure they did this. Go ahead and read.
Verse 8. And they with whom precious stones were found gave them to the treasures of the temple of Yahuwah.
You sure did?
By the hand of Jael, the Gershonite.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced.
Oh, then once the people seen the heads were doing these things, what did they do?
For the people rejoiced.
Uh-huh.
For that they offered willingly.
Then they start offering willingly. See, once they think the chief and the fathers, all the ones up front, doing that good work in Yahuwah, what do people do?
Offered willingly.
They offer willingly. Correct?
Because with perfect mind, they offer willingly to Yahuwah.
Who they going to?
To Yahuwah.
Very.
And David, the king, also rejoiced with great joy.
And everybody got happy. Go ahead.
Verse number 14. But who am I? And what is my people?
Yep.
That we should be able to offer so willingly.
How did people offer?
So willingly.
Oh, go ahead.
After this sort.
Uh-huh.
For all things come of you.
All things come of Yahweh.
And of your own have we given you.
Hey, go ahead.
Verse 15. For we are strangers before you and sojourners, as were all our fathers.
See, that's what we got to remember.
We're
here for a punishment. We're here to get some business. We're going to a place back where we came from for eternal. But we so busy holding down this thing right here, according to 2 verse 10, when I read Michael, it says it's polluted. It's going to destroy you. You're trying to get out of this thing here. It's going to destroy you. Go ahead and read.
Verse 15. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding.
Go ahead.
Verse 16. Oh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, all this store that we have prepared to build you and temple for your righteous name,
yes,
coming of your hand, and is all your own.
And it's all your own, and you put it in mind for to do it, and we going to do it. Okay?
Verse 17. I know also, my Yahuwah, that you try to mind.
Yes.
And have pleasure in uprightness.
And you got pleasure in what?
Uprightness.
But he do what to your mind?
Tries
your mind. Where you love the most, that's where you try yet.
And for me, in the uprightness of my mind, I have willingly offered all these things.
What kind of way?
Willingly offered.
Go ahead.
And now have I seen with joy your people.
So what? When you offer willingly, what kind of demand you going to have?
Joy.
Go ahead.
Which are present here to offer willingly unto you.
You see that?
Verse 18. O Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Yahuwah of Abraham.
Yes.
Isaac, and of Israel,
mm-hmm.
examination of the thoughts of the mind of your people and prepare their mind unto you.
You see that? So we got to keep reminding you how to get your mind right and how you be able to help others. But if a person see you with a scowl on your face and you always, they ain't want no part of that. They want to see that upbeat spirit through this book. And then they got to go, I want part of that. There was some upbeat people in that. They ain't got their head all down, mumbling, complaining. They about this book. Go ahead and read.
Verse 19.
What?
And give unto Solomon, my son, a perfect mind.
Give to my boy a perfect mind.
To keep the commandments.
Yeah.
The covenant.
Yeah.
And the statutes.
Yeah.
And to do all these things.
Yeah.
And to build the palace for the which I have made provision.
Now he said, I'll make provision. That means David kicked in. He made provision.
Verse 20.
Right.
And David said to all the congregation.
What he said to the congregation?
Now bless the Yahuwah.
Bless you from Yahuwah.
Your Yahuwah.
Your Yahuwah.
And all the congregation bless Yahuwah. Yahuwah their father,
yes.
And bow down their head,
mm-hmm.
And worship the Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
And the king.
Give me 9, give me 29 and 30.
Verse 29.
Listen good.
Now the acts of David, the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the 6th.
So the seal is the book. He's a great what? Note taker. He took notes of this thing. A seal got to be a great note taker. I like taking notes. I like to hear people talking. I'm taking notes. Go ahead.
And in the book of Nathan the seer.
Nathan the seer got some information on too.
And in the book of Gad the seer.
Gad the who?
The seer.
Really?
Verse 30.
Right.
With all his ring in his might, and the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the country.
So we kept records. We got records. We got records. We got records. We got records. We can tell you records on everything. We don't see everybody come through from the beginning to the end. Well, watching records, records. So young lion about the record last night. Records. Can you see if he's doing what? It's records.
Hallelujah.
So good. Come on, Sarah. Let me give me one more pass of the hill. 13. Where you at? 5, 1 through 13. That's it for me. Acts 5:1-13, so Sarah.
Going to the book of Acts, chapter 5, reading 1-13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
What?
But a certain man named Ananias.
Yeah, but a certain man named Ananias.
Was Sapphira.
Yeah, Sapphira, go ahead.
Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession.
But they sold a possession.
Mm-hmm. And kept back part of the price.
But they don't sell a possession. They don't keep back what?
They're gonna
keep back their 10% because they required a 10%. So they're gonna hold back their 10%. The deal was too heavy.
His wife also being privy.
And his wife knew about it. He's looking, you know, I need a good real estate deal here. I won't take no 10% down there. I'm gonna take about 8% down there. Go ahead.
And bought a certain part.
He bought a certain part of that 10%.
Laid it at the teacher's feet.
And he laid down at the teacher's feet.
3.
What?
But Peter said.
What Peter say?
Ananias.
He said, Ananias.
Why have Satan filled thy mind?
See, when you hold back that money, who in your head now?
Satan
got in your head.
Fill thy mind to lie to the righteous spirit.
He said, you're not lying to him. You're not lying to him. You're lying right. They want people at you. They want to get you prepared to get that money. To take care of that temple business, right?
And to keep back part of the price
but,
of the
but
land.
But you gonna hold back part of the price, huh?
Of the land.
Uh-huh.
4. While it remained, was it not thy own?
He said, you know it was yours. You don't want to cut the deal.
And after it was sold.
And after it was sold?
Was it not in your own power?
It was in your power to do Bible. It was in your power to do Bible or make an outside of a judgment for God doing the Bible. It was your call to make. All I'm seeing you as the angel and your wife.
Why have you conceived this thing in your mind?
He said, why you do this, man?
Thou hast not lied
lied unto men.
You're not lying to men.
But unto Yahuwah.
You lying to Yahuwah.
5.
What?
And Ananias.
What?
Hearing these words.
And when you heard the word?
Fell down.
Fell down.
And gave up the spirit.
And gave up the breath. Died.
Oh, Yahuwah.
And great fear came on all of them.
And all of all their line and knew that they had done a business deal. Yeah, man, I thought I would keep back some of this money. No, baby, go but get the other part out. I put to the side, put that in there too. I ain't doing that. Nope. Something going on up there. Everybody start getting even Jesus on them, but something going on up there. Go ahead and read.
6.
What?
And a young man arose.
Warmed him up.
And carried him out.
And carried him out. And buried him.
And it was about the space of 3 hours.
Now, 3 hours later,
when his wife, not knowing what was done.
Now, his wife didn't know what was going on, but she already knew what he had did. He held back part of that 10%. She knew about it. So now, 3 hours later, here she come in to the temple.
8. And Peter answered unto her.
What did he say?
Tell me whether you sold land for so much.
He just tell me that you sold land. For so much, because if you tied in with him, you tied in with him. If he falls, you fall in with him.
Yahuwah.
You got to make your choice, your election sure.
And she said, yea, for so much.
Yeah, for so much. Yeah, we sold for so much.
9. Then Peter said unto her,
what?
How is it that you have agreed together?
He said, how you agreed together?
To tempt the spirit of Yahuwah.
The spirit of Yahuwah is watching you. He know how much that business deal was.
Behold, the feet of them which have buried your husband.
The one that the feet that buried your husband
are at the door.
At the door?
And should carry you up.
And you better die now. Go ahead. Now you know they tell you, well baby, you with him, you gotta how do you say that the old country saying, you with him for better or worse now? That's why you got to make sure your election is sure.
You
get one of these un-Yahwali men or un-Yahwali women, they make decisions not right. They can call death and see what's going on here. Go ahead.
Then fell she down straightway.
Then she fell straightway.
At his feet. And yielded up the spirit.
Give that breath.
And the young man came in.
When the young man came in.
Found her dead.
Found her what?
Found her dead.
Found her dead.
Carrying her forth.
Carried her forth.
Buried her by her husband.
And buried her by her husband.
He left. And a great fear came upon all the congregation.
All the congregation to the Israel, to the Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon. Wait a minute. Hey, I think they got killed because they were holding back part of that money. Hey, look at it. Baby, look, go back and get those part out of that. I same down my mind. But they're killing up there. Let me go get my whole 10% and do right. It's death going. It's death in the pot now. Death in the pot. That's what he's saying. Go ahead and read.
And upon as many as heard.
And many that heard it.
12.
Right.
And by the hands of the teachers.
Yeah.
Were many signs and wonders right among the people. And they were all with one accord.
So you got to be on, when it comes down to get Yahweh off this, you got to be on what kind of way?
One accord.
You got to be on one accord.
And
that's right. You got to be on one accord. When you do it, you do a Yahweh business, be on one accord. Yahweh said. Remember we read everything has already been set. It's already been set in time. If Yahweh will get you now, he'll get you later. Read that last verse 13.
13. And of the rest, there's no man join himself to them. The people magnify them.
You see that? So, old Jael.
I'm going to give prayer to the young lion.
Yeah, all right. Hallelujah, bro. All right, to them young lion.
Yahuwah. All right. Buddy. Give me some Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Okay.
faith. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach in the same hour what you ought to say. All right, give me Luke 21:15.
Luke chapter 21, verse 15. But I will give you a mouth and whip, which all your adversaries will not be able to gainsay nor resist.
Nor resist. All right. I'll precept that to Acts chapter 6, verse 10. Acts chapter 6, verse 10. Sister Sarah Israel, Acts chapter 6, verse 10.
Acts chapter 6, verse 10 reads, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke.
All right. Okay. All right. So we read over here Acts chapter 5. They lied to the righteous spirit, but I'm going to precept that. They got Matthew chapter 12. This is what's going on here in that verse. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 12. All right. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32, 36 and 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31. Mother Israel. Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32.
All manner of sin and blasphemy will be forgiven unto men. But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
Right. If you speak against the Son of Man, what you know is Yahweh the Son. Yeah, he'll give you pass. He'll forgive you for it. But if you speak against his righteous spirit, it's not forgiven in this world and the world to come. So they just pulled that off in, we read in Acts chapter 5. Well, you don't do courting. What is written. Okay. All right. Let's go to real quick, Buddy, give me the book of Numbers, chapter 9. Book of Numbers, chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. When you see this word Passover, in this case, let's read it as feast real quick. And Numbers chapter 9, verse 13 and 14.
Numbers chapter 9, verse 13 and verse 14. But the man that is clean and is not in his joint and forbears to keep the Passover.
Keep the peace in this case here. Go ahead.
Okay. Forbears to keep the peace. Even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought not the offering of the Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. Verse 14. strangers that sojourn among you, and will keep the Passover.
We'll keep the peace. Go ahead.
Passover, we will keep the peace unto the Yahweh, according to the order of the
peace. Okay, go ahead.
Passover, peace, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. He shall have one order, both for the stranger and for him that is born in the land.
So the strangers got to follow you. You got to lead by example. Israel must lead by example. Case in point, Numbers 15:15, 16, and 29. Israel must lead all 17 nations, other 17 nations must follow us. Numbers 15:15, 16, and 29. Numbers 15:15, 16, and 29. Sister Sarah Israel.
Numbers 15:15 reads, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourns with you, an ordinance forever for your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahweh. 16, one law and one manner shall be for you, and one for the stranger that shall journey with you. 29. You shall have one law for him that sins through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, for the stranger that shall journey among them.
Let's put a definition of who the stranger, what's the definition of the stranger, so it'll be place and point. We're going to put a name, definition of what a stranger is.
Hallelujah, boy.
Let's put a definition of a stranger here. Let's go to, I'm going to get warmed up here in 1 Kings chapter 8. Let's see what a stranger is he's talking about. We're going to 1 Kings. Let's see if I'm on point. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Mother E, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41. Yahuwah.
13:8:41. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of your people, Israel, but
so
cometh out of a foreign country for thy name's sake.
So a stranger is not of our people. 17 nations. All right, I'm going to get a priest up for that real quick. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 6:32. 2 Chronicles 6:32. 2 Chronicles 6:32. Sister Sarah Israel. 2 Chronicles 6:32.
2 Chronicles 6:32 reads, moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of your people, Israel, but has come from a far country, for your great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, they come and pray in this temple.
That's the definition of what a stranger is, real quick. All right. Okay. All right, we're going to, we know we're on day two. Top part of day two of the Feast of Purim. While we're here, let's go to the book of Esther real quick. Going to the book of Esther in the regular book. Going to the book of Esther. Let's pick it up at chapter, the book of Esther. All right. Look it up at chapter 9, the book of Esther. Chapter 9, All right, we're going to pick it up at Esther chapter 9. All right, we're going to pick it up at verse 21. The book of Esther chapter 9, pick it up at verse 21. Mother Eve.
Sabbath is among them that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar.
So we know the month Adar, what the world called Mars today.
And the 15th day of the same year.
Of the same yearly. But we got to keep this yearly. Verse 22.
And the days break in, the Yahweh Judah rested from their enemies.
I'm at the southern kingdom, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon. Go ahead.
And the mark which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy.
What it says, and the what?
And the mark.
Okay, what month? Let's get a name on this month. Verse 21. Let's put a name on this month. You can back it up in verse 21. Yahuwah, back to verse 22.
As the day break in, the Yahweh Judah rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto him.
And the month of what? And the month of what in verse 22?
The month of Adar.
Yahuwah. See, we can put it there because we got it backed up. Because they're not going to see it, but we're going to see it. But we see this. Abu Yahuwah. Go ahead, continue in verse 22.
Okay. You can see that over
me. Now, you can go ahead. You can. Go ahead.
As the day break in, the Yahweh Judah rested from their enemies and this Mark Adar.
Okay, he said Judah rested for their enemies. Let's get a name on who our enemy is real quick. Hold that. Just get a name of who. Give me Esther chapter 3. We're getting warmed up here. Esther chapter 3. Pick it up at verse 10. Esther chapter 3, verse 10. The Citizen of Israel, C. Roy.
Esther chapter 3, verse 10 reads, and the king took his ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the
Yada Judah,
enemy.
Yahuwah. That's who our enemy is. Number one. All right. Okay, let's get another hit on that. Who our enemy is real quick. All right, 9:24. That's the chapter 9. Verse 24. Get another hit. Esther chapter 9, verse 24. Mother E.
Esther chapter 9, verse 24. Because Haman, the son of
Hammedatha.
The Agagite. The enemy of all the Yahweh Judah.
There you go, right there. All right, that's all of what out of that. Okay, back to that verse 22, real quick. Finish off verse 22.
Esther chapter 9, verse 22. And from morning as the day break in, the Yahweh Judah rested from their enemies, and the mark Adar, which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portion one to another, and gifts to the folks.
Okay, who this poor is real quick? Who this poor is, get a gift to the poor. Isaiah 14:32. Sister Sarah Israel, Isaiah 14:32. and sending gifts to the poor. Isaiah 14:32.
What shall one then answer the messengers of the nations? That the Yahuwah have founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
So the poor of his people is Yadah Judah, the other kingdom, Yadah Judah. All right, let's get another hit on that. Let's go to Matthew real quick. We're going to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Pick it up at verse 2, and the key verse is verse 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 2 to 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 2 and 3. Brother Micaiah.
Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse number 2 and verse number 3. Book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 2 reads, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor of Yadah Judah in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
There's the kingdom of heaven. There's the kingdom of heaven. Because we know this kingdom of heaven, but see, Christianity teaches that you're going to be up in the stars and moon. They think heaven going to be up and away and all that, with the clouds and stuff at, in the air. Let's see what the kingdom of heaven is going to be at. What's the kingdom of heaven going to be at real quick? Let's go to Mother E. Let's go to Deuteronomy real quick. Let's see what the kingdom of heaven going to be at real quick. Where is this kingdom at? Where is this kingdom at? Let's see where this kingdom is at. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. Let's see where this kingdom of heaven is going to be at.
Chapter 11, verse 21, that your day may be multiplied, and the day of your children in the land which the Yahweh swear unto your father to give them, as the day of heaven upon the earth.
Yeah, Christianity is a suicide, a drug, on free drip. But is heaven going to be here on earth? Father, Son gonna be on earth. All right. As a matter of fact, we understand this real quick, and let's go to entire prophecy real quick. Go to the prophecy, entire prophecy. Let's go to the book of Revelation real quick. So we clear. Go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. We're going to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. 21, verse 1. Entire prophecy, Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1. And verse 2, Sister Sarah Israel and C. Roy.
Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 and 2. One reads, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven of the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. 2, and I, John, saw the righteous city, new Yadaju, coming down from the Yahuwah out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Verse 3.
Yeah, verse 3. Go ahead.
Verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the temple of Yahuwah is with men. He will shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahweh himself shall be with them, and be their Yahweh. Four.
Yeah, that's verse 3. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, Yahweh is going to come down, and he, you know how he, you just said that Yahweh is going to be here with us. That's your verse right there. Verse number 3, let you know that he's not going up in the way. That's what he is. He said he's going to come down here on earth, and he's going to dwell with us on earth.
All right, I'm going to get another hit on that. 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Chief speaker of the nation of Israel. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. To the Sarah Israel, Steve Roy.
Verse 13 reads, nevertheless, we according to his promise, looking forward to new heavens, the new earth, wherein dwells righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Wherein dwells righteousness. Wherein dwells righteousness. Deuteronomy 6:25. Wherein dwells righteousness. Will make you righteousness. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Brother Makai, can you pull me out? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Going to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're going to pick it up at verse number 25. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and it reads, and it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he hath commanded us.
Yahweh. All right.
Let me get a precept on 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. It was something said in that. Go back and pick that up for me, Sister Sarah.
Yahweh.
Yeah, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Let's see what he has to say. Let me get that picture.
Okay, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13 reads, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, looking for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwell righteousness.
That's a word in there that according to his promise. Now, who get the promise? Who we know they get the promise? Let's put a name on that. On that, Brother Titus.
We are qua.
Let's go to Romans chapter 9. I'm going to read verse 1 down to 5 and verse number 7. Let's see who gets the promise. He said, according to his promise.
Yahweh.
Somebody got to get this promise. He got to promise somebody something. Who was it he gave his promise to? We'll put a name on it. Now let's go to Romans chapter 9, verse 1 down to 5, and verse number 7.
Book of Romans chapter 9, verse 1 down to verse 5 and verse 7. Romans chapter 9, verse 1 reads, I say the truth in Yahweh the Son. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the righteous spirit. Verse 2. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my mind. Verse 3. For I could wish that myself were a curse from Yahweh the Son. For my brethren, my kinsmen.
Oh, so this is, he's talking about his brother. He's talking about, it's a bloodline thing. He's talking about his kinsmen. What'd he say?
According to the flesh.
So it's a bloodline thing. So he's talking about his brothers, the ones he's related to, his kinsmen, and according to the flesh. Now, what's the name of his brother and his kinsmen, the ones according to the flesh?
Verse 4. Who
are Israelites.
So his brothers are Israelites. According to the flesh, he's his brother and he's got his kinsmen.
Yahweh.
What did he say in verse number 4?
To whom attained the adoption.
So they got the adoption.
And the honor, the greatness,
mm-hmm.
and the covenant.
And the covenant.
And the giving of the law.
They got the law.
And the service of Yahweh.
Oh, so the Israelites got all this. And what else they got?
And the promises.
So the promise that he was talking about, he said he made a promise to a group of people in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. The promise that he said he made was to who? That we can read.
Who are Israelites.
Who are Israelites. So the Israelites that he was referring to. Once you preach up your Bible, you know who he made a promise to. The Israelites, if they get the promise.
Yahweh.
Verse 5.
Whom are the fathers? Of whom?
Okay.
At the concerning of flesh.
All right, then. Sarah, gotcha.
Who are
you
who?
All good. Okay.
Who's that who?
Who are the fathers?
Mm-hmm.
And of whom? At the concerning of flesh. Yahweh the 13. Who is over all. Yahweh blessed forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 7 and verse 8.
Verse 7, neither could they all the seed of Abraham. Are they all children?
Mm-hmm.
But in Isaac shall your seed be called. Verse 8, that is they which are the children of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
These are not the children of Yahweh. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
So who was the children of the promise?
We're going to read.
Children of the promise. Read them.
Verse 4.
Who are Israelites.
The Israelites are the children of the promise.
Yahweh. All
right, but that's over you.
All right. Children of the promise. All right. Okay, we clear? All right, back to, let's see, did I leave off or something? Okay, yeah, back to Esther. Going back to the book of Esther.